Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Stephen F. Austin and the Founding of Texas by James L. Haley, performed by Benjamin Becker, produced by Audible, Inc.
Chapter 1. Driven Father, Tormented Son. In the early years of the United States' independence, most people lived along the Atlantic coast, on the same lands that had been the 13 British colonies. The western frontier had hardly moved west of the Appalachian Mountains. The unsettled lands beyond, though, were seen as an opportunity for men who were hungry to make a fortune. Many men who had failed in business near their homes, or who were willing to gamble that they could make more of themselves on new land, were drawn to the edge of the wilderness. One such man was Moses Austin, a native of Durham, Connecticut. Moses Austin was born in 1761, the son of an innkeeper who was also a tailor and farmer. These were humble occupations that did not suit Moses's higher ambitions. At the age of 22, he left home and moved to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There, he went into business with his brother, Stephen, as a dry goods merchant. 2 years later, in 1785, he found a shorter path to wealth when he married Mary Brown, whose father had made a fortune in real estate and iron mining. The young couple then moved to Richmond, Virginia, where Austin opened a branch of his dry goods store, and they quickly prospered. They moved into one of the largest houses in the city and owned several slaves.